Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast. Produced at a community advancement network based in Austin, Texas, Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through February 26th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Things are starting to pick up with local engagement activities now in 2023. I had to work to keep this podcast below 9 minutes. I'll first mention a few items from the public input and engagement opportunities section of the calendar. These are not events, but represent ways to get involved, get engaged, or get help. We kept the ADRN Winter Storm Relief web link on the calendar for those who may still be seeking help following the most recent winter storm. Also, there are links to provide input on planning efforts such as walk, bike, and roll, about bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, and the Austin Core Transportation Plan, or ACT Plan, which is the transportation plan being developed for downtown. Let's get to the events by focusing on safety, justice, and civic engagement. First, we'll mention that the Center for the Study of Race and Democracy hosts their annual Barbara Jordan National Forum this week that includes two speakers who will reflect on the legacy and life of Barbara Jordan. One talk features Stella Flores, LBJ School professor, and Norma Cantu, former Assistant Director of Education for Civil Rights. That takes place on Monday, and on Tuesday is another forum that features former U.S. Representative Bernice Johnson. This week also features the Brown Symposium at Southwestern University that happens every other year. This year's theme is Radical Imagination, Art and Social Change. Symposium activities take place on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. With regard to safety on our roads, the Underage Drinking Prevention Task Force hosts a meeting on Friday with an update from the Impaired Driver Action Team. And with regard to safety for, well, the entire world, there is a rally to support Ukraine at the Texas Capitol on Friday, February 24th, which is the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The event is organized by the nonprofit group Liberty Ukraine Foundation to commemorate Ukraine's 365 days of defending democracy and to ensure that support for democracy in the U.S. and across the world continues. There are a few events of interest in our diversity, equity, and inclusion section of the calendar. Book People hosts book readings of the book The Shamshine Blind by the Argentine-American writer Paz Pardo on Monday, and another reading of the book School for Good Mothers by the Chinese-American author Jessamine Chan on Friday. On Tuesday, the Carver Museum and Cultural Center hosts a talk with singer-songwriter Cam Franklin on the theme Black Resistance. And also on Tuesday, the Intelligence Studies Project at UT hosts a conversation with Dr. Salam Fayyad on the topic of Middle East security. Relating to Black History Month, on Wednesday, Cepeda Library hosts a screening of the documentary Celebrating Sun Ra, with Sun Ra being one of my favorite jazz artists. ACC continues its month-long observation of Black History Month with a program about Black Trailblazers on Thursday and a racial healing circle on Friday. On Saturday, there are a few Black History Month-related activities. The Central Library hosts the next installment of the music series Black Joy and Resistance with a performance by Honey Maid. The Carver Museum and Cultural Center hosts Kids Day at the Carver. And the Austin Justice Coalition hosts the Black History Bowl, a family-friendly, fun, and educational event where youth will have an opportunity to answer a variety of Black History-related questions in order to win prizes. In terms of educational and economic opportunity, we'll note the following. The first is a film screening on Tuesday of the documentary Through the Night about home-based child care, hosted by Go Austin, Vamos Austin. Following the screening, there will be a conversation with local child care providers and advocates. Also worthy of note is that Saturday, February 25th, is Women in STEM Day at UT. There is a lot going on with that one event, so check out the event link on our podcast calendar, or as some might say, Google it up. Also, at UT this week is the launch of Texas Science Festival on Tuesday. Related activities run through March 4th. With regard to small business support and entrepreneurship, the City of Austin hosts the BizAid orientation on Wednesday to provide an overview of things you should know when looking to start your own business. And if you are an artist or arts organization, the group Texas Accountants and Lawyers for the Arts hosts a learning session on the art of taxes. The forum walks you through the tax return process, addressing common artist concerns and important IRS regulations pertaining to creative practices. In terms of workforce development, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. The career training orientations for healthcare that usually take place on Mondays will not take place this week due to President's Day. Career training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays. Career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. One last workforce opportunity that I'll mention is an information session on a healthcare apprenticeship program offered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. You can receive a certification via this training opportunity at no cost, and you also get to earn while you learn. That information session is Wednesday. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center, as well as the mobile Fresh for Less markets that take place throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets, there are a couple that I'll note for Saturday and Sunday, February 25th and 26th. The Austin Flea is at Batch Craft Beer and Kolaches on Saturday and at Meanwhile Brewing on Sunday. On Sunday, you can also support the Eastside Pop-Up Market at Central Machine Works on Cesar Chavez Street. These events feature some of your favorite local artisans, makers, and vintage collectors. These are great opportunities to show your support for small businesses and keep it local. I'll end with our fun and free feature for this week, which is this month's community swap at the Central Library. And what, pray tell, is being swapped? Well, this month, it is kitchen gear. Bring those kitchen utensils, gadgets, and thingamabobs that you haven't used in years or that you recently replaced. And maybe you'll walk away with something you never even knew that you were missing. Better to swap it than to toss it. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cans Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.